Naps sharpen the brain. This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Campa, California, Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Naps sharpen the brain. Now, what does it mean that naps sharpen the brain? We are told that naps sharpen the brain and they do not disturb nighttime sleeping. New studies contradict the common belief that daytime naps make it harder to sleep at night. Recently, a study was taken between the ages of 55 and 85, people taking naps on some days, but not on others. The length of the nap by individual ranged from 12 minutes to 2 hours. On a day following the nap days, the individual scored better on tests of reasoning, reaction time, and perception than they did after nap time days. And on nap days, they slept no less at night, so with naps included, they get more sleep. Now, naps sharpen the brain. What does that mean? Stop and think once. That's the point. Stop and think once. That's a nap. When you stop and think, you're taking a nap. And when you take your nap, you are sharpening your brain. Stop and think once. Okay, so you take a nap of 5 minutes. You take a nap of 10 minutes. You take a nap longer than that. But you take a nap, and what happens? You are more alert and more active than ever before. Now, many great people are reported as nappers. Edison was a napper. He would take naps during the day, and he'd work through the night. He just had brilliant ideas. When his body said, take a nap, he would take a nap. And he'd just go to his room or his bed, and he'd lay down for 10, 20 minutes, and after that, he was raring to go. Winston Churchill, as the Prime Minister of Great Britain, at the time during the war, when he was at his peak of demand, he would take a nap right after lunch every day. And the nap would be 10 minutes to half an hour. And after he'd get up from that nap, he was roaring to go, a tiger filled with ideas and filled with conscious ideas. Now, before he took the nap, he didn't say, now I'm going to think of great things, I'm going to open my mind to great things. He just said, when he laid his head down, peace. And when he laid his head down, he said, peace. He did not say, I think these thoughts, I do these things. He just said, peace. And when he said peace, he just nodded off, because that was his key word that says, okay, you're free to take a break now. And so he relaxed. And he let go of all the things that he was working on, and he let the divine take over. He didn't say that outwardly, but that's what he was doing. He let the divine take over by taking his nap. And when he awoke from his nap, he was filled with all sorts of great ideas, great ways to preserve the dignity of his country, great ways to handle weighty problems of government that the Prime Minister had to handle in those war-torn years. Now, you and I have a much simpler task. Our task is not running a nation or being an inventor, although those are great things too. Our task is to be ourselves and have fun. So, during the day, when it comes time for us to just be so drowsy, we'll just take a moment, lay down, go to sleep. It's not so beneficial to sleep hours. To sleep 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour, that's sufficient. Sleeping more than that, it's allowing yourself to just give up on being dynamic. Now you say, well, some people need that sleep. No one needs that sleep. If you have the right motivation going on in your life, and you take a nap now and then that motivation will carry you through. But if you have no motivation, no will to live, no will to accomplish anything in your life, then you will just want to sleep and sleep and sleep. And that's okay too. If that's where you stand in your program of life, then go for it. No one should tell another person how they should do it. And you say, well, it's not normal to sleep a lot during the day. It's not normal to not be interested. Well, what is not normal is that you're no longer interested in life. You're no longer interested in what's going on. I personally find my life filled with so many activities and so many things that I'm doing, writing and speaking and my walks and my talks and all the things that I love to do, that my day is so short that if I took a nap longer than 5 or 10 minutes, more longer than a half an hour, I'd be just wasting, it's not wasting, but I'd be giving up too much of my time for what I felt was not an active pursuit of my day. And to get busy in our day, to get busy on the wonderful things that we're doing all the time, is exciting. And a little nap helps that to be accomplished for many people. Now, some people say, I keep my nap for nighttime, and during the day, I am just always aglow with ideas and with beautiful concepts. Well, now, if that's your cup of tea, then go for that. If that's how you operate best, go for that. Don't think that you have to do things just because other people do them. Because how other people do things is not necessarily the way you do. Mozart drew correctly upon his inner vision and wrote music, beautiful music, line for line, note for note, without an eraser. How many of us can say the same thing for ourselves, you know? How many of us can sit at our computer and type a letter or type an article or type a book and type it letter perfect, that our fingers know exactly the keys to go to because we know exactly what we're doing? The reason we oftentimes make mistakes on our keyboard is that we are thinking ahead of our fingers. We're thinking ahead of what we're doing. Now, I have trained myself, and I know many others have done this too, I've trained myself to realize that I can do several things at once. I can be typing an article, a very cogent article, and I can be having a conversation with another person, and I can be hearing music in the background, and I can be hearing other people talking in another part of the house, another part of the building or wherever I am, and my concentration is equal virtually on all four areas. Now, you say that's rather unusual. Yeah, it's rather unusual, but what I'm writing is so important that my mind just flows with it. Nothing can distract me from that area of my mind that's writing this, and my fingers are typing it perfectly on the keyboard, and there's nothing that can disturb me while I'm doing that beautiful expression. And when someone's talking to me, I have a portion of my mind or an area of my mind that I can dedicate to listening to them. Now, scientists will tell you that you're not really doing that. That what you're really doing is you're thinking in segments. And for a second, you're thinking on talking to somebody. For a second, you're thinking on writing. For a second, you're thinking on hearing other people in other parts of the house. And for a second, you're hearing these things. But you see, you don't know that it's for a second. You don't know it's for a second. You blink your eyes 5 times every minute. And when you blink your eyes, you don't see yourself in pitch blackness. This is not the way the eyes have been designed. Because the eyes have told you that the light is still on even though you blink your eyes. Even though for a short moment you close your eyes, the light is still on, or the darkness is there, whatever it is you are looking at. And that is what you see. And that is how you see it. Because just for that moment, we think, oh goodness, yeah, how can that be? Well, for that moment, the eyes are resting. For that moment, the eyes are interpreting what's being seen. For a moment, the eyes are knowledgeably working in very beautiful ways. You see, we get so accustomed to thinking that our time segments and our spans of thought and so forth are so definite and so specific and so long that we would surely be aware if we were to have our eyes closed during that time. Yet, that's not true. We know all things, we are aware of all things, we are tuned into all things, and all things are utterly fantastic. But we have that ability to have our segmental time of closing our eyes so many times. We have the idea of thinking thoughts, of doing many things at the same time, and doing them well. And we think, well, we certainly don't want to do that because we're distracting ourselves. No, not really. In truth, if we were able to listen to the divine within, we would find that we are living on many dimensions, and we would understand each dimension right here and now. Because the dimension is happening right here and now, just like we're happening right here and now. Because that's the only time there is. And that would really be kind of exciting activity, wouldn't it? Be kind of an exciting adventure to go through. But that's the way our world works. Maps sharpen the brain and allow us to become very highly tuned to what's going on in our world and to have an exciting journey in doing it. So if you feel like taking a nap during the day, know that that's normal. Don't take a night's sleep during the day, unless you want to sleep during the day, because all that is just moving off of this dimension onto another dimension and not paying attention to this one, which is why you're in this one, to pay attention here. How about that? Just take a little nap, a little time of meditation, a time of introspection, a time of awareness of who and what you are. Kind of a exciting adventure, isn't it? Kind of thrilling to think about it that way. I love it. Have a lovely day, and know that you are very special to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.